Full disclosure on that, I've been having some pretty nasty hiccups all day, so I apologize right off the bat.
Should be fine.
But this is Noble Metals Gamers Podcast, episode 62, where NMG stands for Not My Genji. We'd like to thank Lunar Striker for that one. And he posted that in our PlayStation 4 community, which is called Noble Metals Gamers. Check that out. Anyone can join. Don't need to be invited or anything like that. You can just look for it, as far as I know, Noble Metals Gamers. Metals with a T. Not the kind you wear around your neck. But yeah, that came from the community. And Lunar also said he's been trying out some Hawken. And he bragged about winning a couple team death matches. We played that. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. And let me see here. Lucky Boy picked up Tells' Hysteria. Tells' games are solid. I do like those. And apparently it was on sale. I'm not sure how much it was on sale, but
yeah, I don't know how he managed it, like where he got it stored.
Yeah, that's true. I immediately think digital whenever people say that.
I mean, but not everybody's digital.
But it, also he said it sucks because he can't stream it. Like, it blocks all of his streaming.
Bandai Namco did the same thing with Xenoverse. Anything that was actually story-related was...
Yeah, but at least, like, the gameplay, you could stream in Xenoverse.
If it wasn't a story-related battle. If there was a story told during the battle.
Oh, yeah, huh.
Like, the entire Bardock series, you cannot stream.
Those guys need to go somewhere with that shit. also on the Noble Metals Gamers PS4 community... We had Otaku Gundam, been playing 7 Days to Die and Smite. Both of those I haven't fucked with at all.
I played Smite.
Yeah, you did. You played Smite. How did you like that?
I mean, MOBA.
Yeah. This hardcore MOBA.
It's cool because it deals with all the different gods. Like, I played as Ra. Shit like that.
So. That's right. I remember you watching you play that a little bit. Yeah. Speaking of gods, NES God 8-Bit. Has been playing Star Ocean and God Eater.
Beat yourself.
Weird. Yeah, definitely check out that community. It's actually pretty cool. We've only got like 20-something people in there. 26 people in there. But it's moving right along. Some cool folks in there chatting it up. So it's a pretty cool little spot. And that's where we also want to grab some things to put into the podcast. So it's a cool place. Check it out. Also check out Twitter. Always throw some stuff out there for Twitter. I'm at Noble Metal Gamer. This guy's at Spider Ibian. So you can check either of us out on there. Give us some what does NMG stand for. Just say what's up. Afonso Fish. What's up? I don't know what the hell that word is. Komiya? I probably just said something like racist as fuck in another language.
That's all right. He said it first. Blame it on him.
I was like, I hate kikes. That's what it means.
Fucking anti-Semite.
But talking to folks on Twitter, talk to good old Johnny Poolside, friend of the podcast. He's been playing lots of Overwatch, which is also some more shit we're going to talk about. We'll be talking about Overwatch a lot, I imagine. The Miss Mel has been playing 7 Days to Die, which I really want to check out because I watched her play that. Have you seen anything on Seven Days to Die?
I know nothing.
You know nothing at all. All right. Zombie Apocalypse. Kind of like... Oh, God. What was that game where you're just running around and... Like, Daisy? Is that the name of it? With the zombies? I think that's what it was called. I don't think so. I don't think either of us played it. I think that's on PC and it's coming to place the consoles later. But it's a mix between like that and Minecraft. It's very bizarre because like you are literally pickaxing shit and like breaking down wood, building all sorts of shit, making up houses and stuff, and like, or basically you find a house and you like redo it and all that shit. But it was actually pretty cool. Like I was digging on it, especially with its like little Minecraft twist to it. I really dug the hell out of that. But, yeah, that's what's been going on with the PS4 Noble Metals Gamers community and on Twitter. So, thank you people for all of that. Appreciate it. And then we go on to what we've been playing.
Lots of Overwatch.
Lots of Overwatch. So much Overwatch.
Some Hawken.
Yeah, playing some Hawken.
And I've been playing those.
Are you even playing some Metal Gear?
Yeah.
No shit. Thanks for that cool there, buddy. Scared me because it was in my headphones and it made noises. I was like, what the hell is going on now? But yeah, both of us played some Overwatch, some Hawken. We'll talk more about Overwatch, so we can talk a little bit about Hawken. Hawken looks like Mech Warrior, but has more of your quick-paced play of like an Armored Core, but doesn't have all the customization that's cool with Armored Core, which was like your major bitch on it, and I totally agree.
Buy mechs, and those are the weapons it has.
Yeah, like they're pre-made mechs, and you cannot fuck. Well, you can like fuck with their color and stuff like that, but
Yeah,
nothing to
you
actually change the way they
upgrade
play.
some things, and...
Yeah.
but it was free, and like it was by 505 Games, which I've been a big fan of since that zombie game.
Yeah, we've always been liking on some 505 games for a while, but definitely check it out. Like, it's a free game, and you get to hop in a mech and shoot the shit out of stuff, so
It's fun.
can't go wrong there.
Definitely a big change from Overwatch, which is kind of cool. It's refreshing.
Yeah, it's a good switch up whenever you're still wanting to shoot things, but you don't want to go through the craziness of playing with fucking randoms.
Crash ass randoms.
Yeah, shit, yeah, there's a Lunar that was talking about in the community that he played some Hawken, so we're gonna have to link up with that motherfucker and have to play some Hawken at some point. At least we know we got
Sounds
one more
good.
person out there that we can play some Hawken with. And other than Overwatch and Hawken, any other games that came out that like people are losing their shit over? Oh, Pokemon Go. Deviating slightly from our normal, strictly PlayStation business.
Pokemon is life.
Pokemon is life, so we can talk about that
Yeah.
here. Pokemon fucking Go. Like, this shit
I hate you,
is.
Ash. You go to hell.
Pause on the Pokemon Go.
I will ban you.
Johnny Poolside in the chat. I think he might be a
He
moderator,
probably is. He
so you
is.
can't ban him. Johnny Poolside in the chat says, "Hey Dave, who is that guy next to you? I've seen him a few times, but I forgot his name. Is he a guest or something?" Which is weird, actually, because I forgot to even introduce both of us. My name is Dave, and this guy is Peanut.
That sack of shit's Johnny Poolside.
Oh, we love Johnny. What was I fucking going on about? Oh,
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. As if I even really need to explain what the hell this is. Augmented reality, take your GPS, basically a Google Maps, Pokemon all over the fucking place. Actually go out into the world and catch said Pokemon. There are Pokemon stops, there are Pokemon gyms, and I just started playing it yesterday and I'm already fucking addicted to it. Like, it's dumb how much I'm addicted to it.
I've been playing it for a little while
I dig
since
it.
launch.
You went with Squirtle as
I
your
did.
starting Pokemon. I went with Bulbasaur because the only other person I know close to us that's playing it is Matt, and he picked Charmander.
So did Candace.
Did she?
Yeah.
Nice. But
Then I caught a Bulbasaur.
yeah, I haven't caught one of the other two. I did catch a Pikachu, which is also funny because apparently one of your starters can be Pikachu if whenever you first start the game, you just walk away from your three starter Pokemon, eventually a Pikachu will pop up and that can be your starter Pokemon. But not like it matters because I've already caught a Pikachu, so. But yeah, it's an interesting game. I can't wait. Like, I'm almost level 6 now. So I'm at level 5, you're able to go out and start gymming
Gym
it up.
gyms. I have yet, and I'm level 8.
Yeah, I don't want to do it until I start getting some more beefier Pokemon, man.
I've got my Lickitung, which is fairly beefy, but
What'd you say he was up in the like 200s?
he's like 370.
370? Yeah, my top is like 160, I think. That's fucking
Johnny
absurd.
Plus.
Johnny Plus side. Don't tell anyone. They'll ban him again. But yeah, kinda gonna be playing the shit out of
Oh,
Pokemon
dude, our
Go when I
trip to
can.
Brahms, we stopped at like four fucking
Yeah, we
places.
were like, oh, Pokestop here, Pokestop here. Stop here, catch this Pokemon, Cottonmeowth. Yeah, you wanted that mouth.
I did. My phone was dead.
Yeah, dude, it eats batteries so hard.
You know what makes me even more mad about that?
What?
I brought my portable charger and didn't even think about it.
Oh,
It's fully charged.
that sucks, man. You should have been on top of that. Yep. Thanks for the interruption, bro. You embarrassed me. Think twice, buddy. But let me see. Yeah, I want more out of Pokemon Go though.
I do. I do. I want battles.
I want to be able to, like, me and you sit next to each other. We should be able to battle each other.
I kick your ass, but
We were also talking about, like, how they should,
the TMs
yeah,
and
like the
HMs.
TMs and HMs, those need to start coming into play because the incense does not fucking work good enough to lure Pokemon to you. And, like, because if you don't want to go walking around, you use the incense item, and it's supposed to make Pokemon come to you. I used an incense last night, and two fucking Pokemon showed up in 30 minutes. That shit happens regularly with me all the time.
Yeah, but to be like in your area, like since I've been over here, there's not much over here.
Yeah, well, when I first got it, I used an incense and I caught like fucking 12 Pokemon.
Well, over by my house, I've got five or six things constantly in my nearby, like different things.
Yeah.
And so, well, I used the shit out of my incense. It was like, yeah,
We
Dodrio's.
also know it's like time of day and weather that affects when the what Pokemon are going to show up and whatnot.
You
So,
get different Pokemon at night.
yeah, different Pokemon at night. If it's raining, you're more likely to catch water Pokemon. Like, it's pretty intense, actually. But yeah, like if they could incorporate like your fly on bird Pokemon, and maybe like 4 or 5 times a day, you could go fly to an area that you usually couldn't go to because it's too fucking far away. That would be perfect because you know what? I'm not getting a plane ticket to fucking Japan so I can go catch a goddamn Pokemon because that's ridiculous. Like, so if you're out there, Niantic, isn't it Niantic? It's a weird fucking name. Listen, give us some fly, give us some like cut so that you could go enter areas that you normally wouldn't be able to
Like,
because.
let's say little kids want to go get this Bulbasaur, but it happens to be inside a strip club.
Yeah. Let them
Let
use
them use
cut
cut to
where
where they could physically move their character to the area
Yeah.
they couldn't
And
get to.
basically all they'd really need to do is cut would like make your circle bigger on what you can actually find. Because you know that circle around you is whenever you can touch like come into contact with the Pokemon. It's too much Pokemon, man. Like, I thought I was done with Pokemon. Nope. Like I wasn't drug into any of the new Pokemon games. I haven't played since all the old school Pokemon, but now there's a lot of old school Pokemon running around in this game, so I'm totally down again.
138.
138? I thought it was like 153 or something.
Yeah, it's like 138.
Well, that's not enough. But sounds like a dump truck in your kitchen. I was actually just someone feeding my cats. Shouldn't have been that bad. I guess it was the door opening up. There's a very thin wall back there. I don't remember what the hell I was talking about.
Way too much Pokemon Go.
Way too much Pokemon Go. So yeah, I can't wait to see what else they're gonna start doing with this. And I haven't even started really jumping into too much of it because I haven't fucked with the gyms. And apparently gyms is like a big part of it.
I haven't either.
Yeah. We should go hunt down some gyms after
I
this.
mean, there's two right by my house.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything high enough CP to matter.
Well, if we find a gym that's already on our Mystic team, because that's right, Team Mystic, motherfuckers. Team Blue, that's how we do. Bigger cats, lions. One of them's pretty big, but fat. Not tall or anything.
Yeah, fat, okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, like if we find one that's a blue
You can
run
train there,
gym,
yeah.
yeah, we could train there and drop off a Pokemon to level up even more.
Cheap bit.
It'd be like the fights they get to before you get to the gym leader, is what I'm
Yeah.
assuming is what ours would be. And you don't have to worry about fainting if you're training or defending. So you don't have to worry about using your revives or anything like that. You just drop them off, let them do some shit. Every 21 hours, I think you get coins and gold dust, which gold dust and
Stardust.
Stardust and whatever Pokemon candy
Candy.
is with yours is how you evolve them and level them up.
I think I'll have to do the Squirtle.
Yeah, throw your Squirtle in there.
Because I can't. I haven't seen a Squirtle since.
Yeah, I've seen one Bulbasaur, but I like wasn't able to go. Like I didn't see him. He just showed up in
I'd be
my
able to
picture.
evolve my
Yeah,
Squirtle, so.
I gotta be able to evolve my shit too, man.
So I need them candies then.
Right? Yeah, Pokemon Go. If you're not playing it, you probably will be.
You have a less likely chance of dying in the middle of the street.
Yeah, congrats. Or finding a dead body.
Or getting held up in traffic.
Yeah, because some girl found a dead body while looking for Pokemon,
Or a
and
30-year-old dude got held up at fucking
apparently
gunpoint.
it's not just him. Apparently it's
No,
happened
that one's
to
happened to
multiple
multiple
people.
people. People just sitting out at fucking
So we
PokéStop.
have real life Team Rockets out there, which is kind of amazing, but kind of crazy because they're actually
Robbing
robbing
people.
people, not just taking their Pokemon. Like, oh, I bet you got a nice phone. That's mine now.
As they walk off, Team Rocket blast off again.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, get out of there.
That'd be whenever they get arrested.
Yeah.
It's not a video game, but I finally started checking out the Powers TV show.
PlayStation related.
Yeah, it's made by PlayStation. It's weird because whenever you first start the episode, it's all get your triangle, circle, cross, and square pops up, and it's all PlayStation original. I'm like, that's bizarre
That's
because it's
neat.
the first one, but it's weird. Are you willing to watch it? I'd say give it three episodes, and if you don't like it, I wouldn't bother you at all.
Well, see, like, I didn't even like Heroes.
But it's not like Heroes. See, that's like the first thing you said is like it seems like a Heroes knockoff, and I get that because it's set in the modern times, real grounded. Like,
People with more special powers.
but those people with powers, it's more like Watchmen. There's already been a generation of
See, but
superheroes.
I didn't really like Watchmen either.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not the same. It's only that concept of Watchmen. Like, 'cause in Watchmen, no one had fucking superpowers except for fucking Manhattan, and like that was it. Everyone else is just weirdly badass. But I don't know. I like it, and
I mean, the only redeeming factor that you've given me so far was Eddie
yeah,
Izzard.
Eddie Izzard is your main bad guy, and
I love me some Eddie
he's
Izzard.
basically like a Siler style character. Like he eats folks. It scared me again, Davids. But he fucking eats people and like gets their powers. Yeah,
So he's a blue mage.
yeah. Straight up. Which makes that even
Wow.
cooler now. But yeah,
Yeah, good
I kind of
point.
recommend it. I watched all of the first season and I've watched a couple episodes
Eddie
this
Izzard's
season.
transvestite, correct?
Yeah.
He's a quitter.
What?
He's a quitter. He's a Heechee that uses blue magic.
We just cast your Quinna
I'm
in
done.
the Nine movie right there. He'd do it. I guarantee it. Guarantee. I think you should at least give it a shot because then, like, as new episodes come out, we could actually talk about that and, add some more time onto the old podcast. But I like it. So far, the second season, I'm not liking as much as the first one, but I haven't seen Eddie Izzard in the second season yet, so.
You had that same problem with the Revolution. First season was really good,
What
and
was it?
Revolution,
Hmm.
and then the second season started getting weird powers.
Davies is in the UK. That's 1 a.m. Really? What time is it? Wait. 1 to 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Is it 7? Oh, it's almost 8. Shouldn't 8, 9, 10. Should it be like 2 in the morning where you're at? I'm kind of on UK time. I've been talking to a lot of people from the UK for some reason. I thought it was a 6 hour difference from us, but whatevs. But yeah, that's about all we've been playing slash watching. All the PlayStation business I've been queuing up on there and doing.
Yeah, only gaming thing, even somewhat related, that I've been watching was friends. Just because they randomly play PlayStation.
They do. And, but yeah, they have Chandler and Joey have a fucking PlayStation.
BB plays Game Boy. Game Boy.
Yep.
And the newsstand behind her like three or four times has Nintendo Towers on it.
There's a whole episode about them having an arcade machine.
Mm-hmm. It's Pac-Man.
Yeah. Friends. Video game friendly.
Yeah, we have daylight saving though.
Oh, okay.
Did you know
damn, I didn't even think about that.
Arizona does not.
God damn it, John. G means no math game. fuck you. I say that with love, and you should know.
Yeah, Arizona does not acknowledge daylight saving.
Yeah, I think there's like another couple in the United States that doesn't.
When I worked at Madison's, we had a new dishwasher come in and start working, and he came to work an hour early, and fuck are you doing? He was like, it's 3 o'clock. No.
What are you doing?
Motherfucker, it's 2. I was like, but I will willingly go the fuck off. He was like, what do you mean? I was like, we do daylight savings time. And he was like, oh, shit. We don't.
And is it Davey DS or Davey's, like I've been saying retardedly? But either way, thanks for staying up late and hanging out, bro. Always appreciate that.
Fuck me with love,
oh, Johnny Poolside. It's Tuesday, which is usually when we try and do the podcast. Sometimes we don't, but we like to because we like to shout out those new PlayStation releases. Apparently there's an Adrift and the Arcade Archives of Gradius 2 will be coming out the 15th. What is today, the 12th? So yeah, in a few days, those will come out. So we don't have price points on those yet. But Assault Suit Lanos, $19.99. Daydreamer Awakened Edition at $9.99. Dex is $19.99.
Baby's playing right now.
Playing what?
Dex.
Dex, really? Do you even know what that is? I have no idea what it is either.
I asked you about it earlier and got a response.
Yeah, that's some shit I should be asking Baby about. I bet I could have him on the podcast. That would be cool. Joker Boy, I will remember that. I probably won't, but I'll try.
I'll have to.
Yeah, I'm terrible with names.
Terrible at life.
I'm terrible at life, indeed. Ghostbusters for $49.99. Does not look like a $49.99 game. Looks like tops $19.99.
Four or five months, it'll be free.
Yeah, I imagine it'll be up there in the freebies area because
it'll get PlayStation Plus.
Ghostbusters, that game, it doesn't look that great because I'm always going to compare it to
the movie game.
Yeah, the movie Ghostbusters game, the one with, you know, the actual Ghostbusters. Not that I'm going to hate on the Ghostbusters Girl movie, because honestly, I think it's going to be all right. It's not going to be our Ghostbusters. It's not going to be the same, but I guarantee I'm going to watch it. I'm going to like it. It's not going to be my favorite fucking movie of the year, but I will laugh, and I will enjoy it. But it's never going to be the same as Ghostbusters, because, I mean, I don't see any reason to remake it.
Yeah.
Like, it's still perfect the way it is, like. What is?
I'd love a good remaster.
Yeah, right. Well, they should have just continued. Like, they should have made the old Ghostbusters part of it. Like, we're retiring, and then I don't give a fuck who you place it with. But now you're just canceling out all that shit that ever happened. Like, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man never went through that fucking city, never ran through New York, they never brought the Statue of Liberty to life. Like, all that's gone. It'd be so much better if they would have left it and then been like, hey, we just so happened to pick all these awesome girls. And that's how they did it. That is my main problem with the Ghostbusters. Yeah. Like, they start a whole fucking thing. Like,
franchise.
That cartoon where they passed it off to their kids did very well.
And see, that's what I originally thought they were doing.
Yeah. I wouldn't even care if it was the kids. And it was the exact same cast we're getting right now.
Random fucking people.
Yeah. It's random people that I just don't care about, but I do care about Ghostbusters.
But what kills me is that all the people, all the old Ghostbusters that are still alive anyway, make a cameo in it.
Do they make a cameo
in
it?
Yeah, they're in it.
Really? I didn't think they would. That's interesting. Oh, man. Puss is saying a lot of stuff.
he actually did want to do it, but couldn't.
Alright.
Like, the original reason Rick Moranis quit acting, anybody know this?
I know, because you told me, but...
Rick Moranis quit acting because his wife got real, real bad terminal cancer and ended up dying, and so he quit to take care of his kids. That's why he quit acting. And he wanted to come back and do it, but it just didn't make sense schedule-wise.
Yeah.
At least that's what I read. I can't say that that's, you know, 100%. But...
Yeah, we don't know Rick Moranis. Either way, that's kind of sad.
Well, I mean,
because I love him. Like, if there was a...
To him for backing out of something that he loved doing.
Yeah, to take care of fucking business.
Like, that's always something I will find admirable.
That also made me sad because they're talking about doing a new Spaceballs movie. And...
It's gonna be his kid.
I can't have Spaceballs without Dark Helmet, bro. Like,
it'd be his kid.
I'd be alright with that. I'd be cool with that.
Like, just cast somebody... Like, okay, did you ever watch... Oh, what a fucking movie. Yeah.
Just plug that in.
Well, it's my cord.
I know, it keeps fucking up. Anyways, Ghostbusters, $49.99. Don't think that's worth it. Spaceballs, the search for more money. Indeed. Kerbal Space Program is $39.99. Don't know what that is either. I didn't look up any of these, really. So.
I know something about Killstream.
Yeah, we both fucked with Killstream a little bit. It's free. Awesome. So that's another game that's free that's not PlayStation Plus free.
Well, we got it as a...
Mel Brooks said he will only do another Spaceballs movie if Mick Moranis was in it. And Rick Moranis didn't say no, he wouldn't do it. That'd be cool. I mean, I'd be down if he was doing it. But, yeah, Killstream, we got
his PlayStation access.
Yeah. But now it's just free.
Which I told you, you need to start looking into your notifications more often.
Yeah.
There's a specific section in here.
Mm-hmm. Like the From PlayStation and whatnot. Yeah, definitely always check that area. Last Wings, $7.99. I know it's like a dogfight simulator type deal. Yeah. Militant, some kind of ant military type thing. I don't fucking know. Some shit I probably won't play. Song of the Deep, $14.99. Apparently that's been getting, like, I've seen a lot of videos and stuff about that, so I'm not sure exactly what it's all about, but if it's getting a lot of press, it can't be that bad. Super Mutant Alien Assault is $9.99. Type Colon Writer, $7.99.
Type colon.
Video Ball is $9.99. And of course, we're still rocking some Fury and Saints Row Gats Out of Hell for the PS Plus. And like we said, Killstrain and Hawken are both free. So that's four free effing games right there. Go get them. Have fun.
Two for all you non-PS Plusers.
No, I actually think you still have to have PS Plus to get those. I felt like the PlayStation blog, which is where I read most of the shit, is the PlayStation blog. Ryan Clements.
I know the online stuff is weird for PS4. Like, to do a lot of online
things, yeah.
You have to have PlayStation Plus.
But, I mean, Hawkins all online, so... There's no story campaign, right?
Well,
yeah, but that makes sense that you'd have to have PS Plus for that. Or else you're only getting half of a game.
Alright, here comes the big... Take 30 minutes up on our podcast.
Yeah. Alright. Overwatch, which we said we've been playing shit tons of. New character has been teased, and actually apparently is already out on PC, because we've watched a dude actually play.
I think, I don't know if they got exclusivity or whatnot, but...
Maybe.
I figured
all those people in his group were playing him, though, remember? In that match?
Yeah.
There was like... Fucking 8 out of the 12 people were all playing, Anna.
Evident Hair, welcome.
Oh, Evident Hair, what up? Throwing out the normally free-to-play games do not require PS Plus. That's good to know. I'm always willing to say I am wrong. Because it happens a lot.
Everybody playing Overwatch bitching about Bastion.
Yes, this seems...
After the 21st, Bastion is no longer...
Yeah, because it seems like Anna's gonna just be able to wreck shop.
Fuck him up.
All right, so she is a sniper healer. She doesn't have the mobility that Widowmaker has.
Nope, she is limited to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, she can get to some areas and whatnot, but it's the same as any other ground character would be able to.
Although, you get a Mei of Junkrat, you can send that bitch anywhere.
That's very true. Wait, can you send your friends around with Junkrat's thing? Yeah? That's solid.
I think so.
With a good Mei, though, I know you can send people everywhere.
Me
Yeah.
up on top with Reinhardt that one day, and people were just like,
What the fuck's a Reinhardt doing way up there? Yeah. Apparently, that's how some people are like glitching out for Torbjorn. He is getting put up in an area, and I saw clips on Overwatch's Twitter, and the turret was behind
Yeah, it's a
that
wall behind
area
someone still.
and shooting through the wall. And he was like, "These motherfuckers won this match with that." And Overwatch was like, "Report them. We'll try to fix it." Like they're trying to fix a lot of crap. But anyways, our sniper healer, Anner, sniper healer,
Anari.
and she is Pharah's mom, right? All right, let's go through what all were her moves.
She had the heal dart,
Yeah, heal darts.
which is actually her bullets.
Yeah, like her bullets are all darts.
But you don't change bullets to hurt enemies.
Is it the same one? All right, so like if you just so happen to hit a friend, it heals. If you happen to hit someone else, like
Think so.
that's cool too. There's a sleep grenade, little thing that she throws
It's
out.
to her pistol. It's the shot from her pistol, remember? The healing grenade.
Oh yeah, it's the healing grenade. It's that one.
Which Roadhog's about to get fucked up too.
Yeah, dude. She seems like she's gonna be fucking badass.
She's balancing out the OP characters.
Yeah. Like she's gonna be the one that you can pick, and just like we're saying, Bastion in the fucking corner, messing with shit and fucking you up way too much, then put that motherfucker to sleep.
I can't wait till I get the Anna boost as Reinhardt.
Oh, I know that boost was nasty because in her reveal video, she boosts Reinhardt and he just like runs through like four people, just beating the shit out of them like one hit kills. I don't know how long that
Her
lasts.
boost is her ultimate.
Yeah, her boost is the ultimate, and I don't know how long that lasts, but the sleep grenade lasted for 5 seconds.
If you hit them, though, they wake up.
Yeah, soon as they take damage, they're right back up. So she that's gonna be perfect though, because if you can communicate with one other, maybe two other people, and you're like, "Hey, this Bastion's causing us too many problems. I'm gonna throw him and put him to sleep. We're all gonna get on sides of him, and as soon as everyone starts shooting him." Doesn't matter when he wakes up, he's gonna die.
Then her healing grenade, if it hits a friendly, it heals them. And if it hits an enemy, it prevents healing. So it's
Yeah.
Roadhog hitting his little bottle.
Yeah, soon as Roanhog started drinking it, she threw that shit down and he just was drinking nothing. Like it didn't heal him at all. So canceling
He
out
still
people's
goes into
heals,
animation.
yeah, still goes.
So he still
Yeah, so he's
stops.
just taking damage all that time. Which pisses me off because that happens to me with D.Va all the time.
I wonder if it stops Reaper from taking the souls.
Or maybe it like knocks him out of his little ghost thing where he
Well,
like floats around.
he doesn't have to do that to pick up
No, I
souls.
know, but like I wonder if it disrupts that too. That'd be cool if it did. But same thing with Bastion whenever his ass is trying to heal. Won't work. I'm ready for this character. Although I'm not a good sniper, but I love my support classes, so I think I'm just gonna have to fucking get good. And let me see here. Derek says he hates Hanzo because
All the plays do is spam arrows
oh
on
yeah,
someone.
they just hide around those corners and pop in and out and just oh arrow, 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 hoping to fucking hit somebody. Evident here, I can see videos pop up where entire games are lost due to five
Five
people
people.
playing as Anna putting them to sleep. See, we were just talking about that. Like, everyone pick a random character and you can just bam, 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 knock people out. That'd be good shit. Man, that is good stuff. Yeah, I can't wait for that fucking character to come out.
I'm stoked.
I can't wait for freaking Torbjorn to be nerfed too. That's got to be happening here pretty quick.
Can she affect the turrets? Can she
Stop
stop molten core?
I mean, you just get a boost to your hit points. It's not like you're healing.
Yeah.
So I doubt it.
Can you stop him repairing the turret if you hit the turret, though?
That's a good point. That's why I said we need to make these videos of all the shit that like people's specials and stuff can do, like all the Genji reflecting stuff, because we hopped into just a random match because we had heard that Genji can reflect Hanzo's special move of those fucking
We
crazy ass
forgot you had to hit
dragons.
that
But
arrow.
yeah, you gotta hit that shit right. Just perfectly. Johnny Poolside, a new rule for competitive play in Overwatch is you can only have one character per team. Thank you. I did not write that down. We did read that, but I'm kind of glad about that.
Yeah, so we're not getting stuck against two Bastions and two
Yeah,
Torbjorns.
because I personally don't even like playing like that because I don't think it's fun. Like, I think it's funner if there's a bigger, more varied group.
Or Hollywood
Oh,
Silver
yeah, but I
Step.
mean, that's just showing up to, like, show people, look how we found out how to break this. But
Gonna take this
for
headshot.
competitive, though, which we've been playing quite a bit of, what is our competitive team rank? Like, 53, give or take?
It depends on who we have in.
Yeah.
If I'm there, it's lower because
Yeah.
I'm a lower level than everybody.
But we've been doing actually pretty damn solid.
No, it's just competitive.
Yeah, just competitive. Quick play, you can pick all one character, six of them, and you're absolutely fine. So, what the hell else? Nothing else really going on in Overwatch. We're gonna be playing some competitive later on tonight. So, I know me, you, Price, probably Jacob.
I'll sneak some gear in.
Hopefully we can find Rick, because Rick's a fucking beast, which you could go on to the YouTube, which you can see
Down
right
there.
there. Go to that YouTube, and I just put up a compilation of like 7 minutes worth of me and a bunch of people that all play together of our plays of the games and plays of the matches. And
I'm so sad that
Mike
tomorrow
is streaming in 20 minutes. Hell yeah.
to take play of the game is Reinhardt.
It
It's
is.
tough though.
I've seen very few of them.
They're hard.
Yeah. He's a defense character. He's not supposed to be just whooping all sorts of ass like
Nah,
that.
fuck that. I'm aggressive as shit.
Yeah, that's true. You charge more than most Reinhardts that I have ever seen.
My job.
Yeah. Wreck and shop.
Just
That
go
is
out and
your
swap.
job.
Just go out and swap. Well, no, like literally in the tips, it says, defense characters could disrupt enemies,
Yeah.
and that's my job, run in.
That's why I do that with D.Va all the time. Everyone's like, wait, no, don't go, don't go. And I'm like, no, guys, this is my job. I'm supposed to jump in there, draw their fire, and they're distracted shooting me. I'm gonna fly out of my fucking mech and run off. Now that they're distracted, kill them.
I know how to stop D with getting away from her mech
How so?
as
Oh
Reinhardt.
yeah, Reinhardt always stops him. Every time I've come in, it's like, that's not a trick, you know. That's every fucking Reinhardt out there.
It's like, okay,
Yeah,
mech's
they just
down.
aim behind everyone. Like every time I come into contact with a Reinhardt like that, I do not leave my mech. Like I am dead immediately. That shit is brutal.
I want you to read this number.
What? Which one? Oh, you're on the other page. I ain't even there yet, homie.
Mean, nobody cares about Arkham.
Yeah, I know, but I need more shit to come out. Or, I mean, to take up time, you know? We're only like 40 minutes in, plus the time that all of them were making all that shit noise outside that I have to edit out. Or I might leave in, I don't know. Depends on how
Let's just
lazy I
stay
am.
here.
I'm just trying to think, was there anything else on Overwatch? I don't think there really is. I think that is about it.
I
I want
want them
them
to
to
fix
fix Reinhardt
Reinhardt
a
a
little
little
bit.
bit. That's about my only thing on his super is crap.
Yeah. I
And
mean,
then
it helps whenever it's used right,
it's
but
least notable when somebody puts Earth Shatter as ready. Everybody's just like, oh.
yeah.
It's not a game changer.
Yeah. Unless you have them all in a fucking row.
The only good thing about his is he can stun Torzern's turret. Like it stops his turret for a minute.
What's it do to Bastion?
It knocks him down.
Does it knock him out of his, like,
Yeah, but
turret?
he has to be on the ground.
Yeah.
He's got to be on the ground, like in Hanamura. In the
Second
second part,
part,
like if you're going against B, if they're up on that ledge, I can't even be on the stairs and it do it.
Evident here said the paid alpha, I don't even like those two words together, for Neverwinter is out.
Why am I paying to
Kinda
actually
wanna
play?
buy into it. I say let the actual fucking people who made the game play and test the fucking alpha. Unless they want to throw that shit out for free, because I don't want to pay to fucking test somebody's game. You know, people used to get paid to
See,
test
I enjoy
people's
that even
games,
more.
and now they're doing the little flip side on us. I don't really like that, but.
It's like, oh, you want to play it first here?
Yeah. Why isn't there an Ultimate Frisbee game yet? Ultimate Frisbee's hard, bro. I played that and realized I'm fucking old. I can't run in Frisbee, man. I'd rather Frisbee golf.
We didn't. No, we did Ultimate Golf.
No, I've done Ultimate
No, I
Frisbee,
know,
but
but we did Ultimate
Ultimate
Golf.
Golf's awesome.
It was fucking polo. It's like, what
It's
the hell was?
true. All right, but I think that is it for Overwatch. If I remember it, I'll say it. Batman: The Arkham Collection was delayed and rumored to come out this November. Although I don't think I'll even fuck with that, because I don't know. I like Arkham Asylum.
Asylum was the only one, but I'd just rather buy it again.
Yeah, like I don't need
Buy
it
an entire
updated.
collection.
Yeah, I don't need it updated and shit. I could replay that on PS3 and just be fine.
That was one of my platinums. It was
That
my
is your
platinum.
platinum. That's a solid platinum. That thing was fucking actually fairly difficult to platinum. I just got my Tales of the Borderlands platinum. Not a hard platinum.
You read a story.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh man.
I saw that. That was the first thing I thought of when I saw it in your recent activities. I was just like,
Yeah.
you watch TV. How you have a
Yeah.
platinum?
Hit a couple buttons. Made some decisions. There are some perks to what that game Evident Hair is talking about. So it has a small upside, but yeah, I've bought into
Dungeon
a fair
Defenders,
share
though,
of alphas already.
if you played Dungeon Defenders, the original, I could see buying into playing the alpha for it. Because it was fun if you had intelligent people to play with.
Yeah. Oh, there's a replay sale on the PS4 going on until the 19th of this month. Dude, you guys keep freaking me out with that. Like, that's loud in my ear. But thanks, Puss. You were cool too.
What do you need to hear for?
Huh?
Why are you hearing stuff?
Because I turn my volume all the way up so I don't hear you. So all I hear is game volume. This is part of the game. Whenever they vote and it makes the little noise, the little thing.
Take off your headphones.
I mean,
Close
I
your ears
could.
again. Said nothing.
Realize it's gonna be on the
Bleep.
podcast, right? Those noises. Thanks, Jatty. Yeah, that cell is pretty small. Yeah, and half of them were the PS Plus games. But there's some good ones. Most of them look like indie games. But like Rogue Legacy was an awesome game. Journey, weird, kind of a niche game, not for everybody, but I thought it was really good.
Is pretty interesting
It
looking.
was very pretty. The
I have
fucking,
not played
every
that
time
one
you
yet.
walk through that sand and you can just see the little trails and shit, it looks great. But yeah, it's super. I liked it. I thought it was super good. But Sound Shapes also really good. But that's, I think the first game I honestly tried super hard at getting a platinum, couldn't get it. Still to this day, cannot get that fucking platinum.
Yeah, I think Drew still trying.
Yeah. So hard, dude. Those stupid ass challenges are so hard because they're all random. Ugh. But Soundshapes is actually really cool though, because it's a platformer, but everything that you, every jump you do, every little thing you connect adds a new music part to a song. So the whole stage is a song, and you're slowly putting together the song as you run through everything. And it has a level creator, so you can create your own songs and everything, and there's a whole shitload of people that have already done that, and they've made some really amazing stuff. I'm pretty sure Shuhei made some shit on there. He's got some stages that he made, because that motherfucker's a character. Shuhei!
Yo, Cheetah.
All hell, Shu. And everyone's gone to Rapture. I haven't played that, but apparently that got some good reviews.
Never played it.
So those are just a few of the games that are part of that sale. So before the 19th is over with, check those out. Okay. Hello Games.
Want you to read this number.
Already working on their first update. After just going gold. Like, gold, of course, is what they call whenever the game is ready to be shipped. It's absolutely done. There's nothing else they have to do to it. They just got to start making discs and shipping them out. It's not clear whether this update one is a day one patch or a content update for post-release. So we don't know. But it is ahead of its August 9 release date, so we should be able to hit that no problem because it's already been gold and everything. And did I even say we're talking about No Man's Sky? Or did I just
You
say
just said
Hello
No
Games? All
Man's
right, this is No Man's
Sky.
Sky. No Man's Galaxy. That one almost made it. That one was almost the NMG for this episode. But Murray has addressed how big No Man's Sky is. The virtual universe featuring, I don't even know if there's actual names for these. I mean, I'm sure there are, but 18,446 bajillion 744
Trillion.
trillion? I thought trillions after million.
It's a million, billion, trillion.
Oh yeah. 73,709,551,616 planets. That's a lot of fucking planets.
I can't conquer one.
So I made up like the first half of all those. So it's 18, 446, 744, 073, 709, 551, 616.
Like, I originally thought you were putting them down as individual numbers. I was like, what fucking planets are these? And then I was like,
No,
wait, that's a
that's a
number.
shit ton of planets. That's what that is. Oh, Mike is already sending me party invites to go play some Overwatch. It'll be a little bit.
Almost done.
Yeah. There is another trailer on PlayStation's YouTube channel that popped up, and it's for a game called Brawlout.
18
Is
quintillion.
that right, Evan? Is 18 quintillion? That's absurd. Like, I know I've actually heard that as a number before, but I didn't know it was that many spaces. Whatever that NMG fucking Johnny said for
No math
no
game.
math. Yep. It's perfect. Good lord, man, those hiccups are killing me again. I gotta wrap this up. Brawler trailer shown on PlayStation's YouTube. Looks like it's trying to be Smash Bros. I only saw like four or five characters. It looked kind of clunky.
It seems super slow and
It
clunky.
was kind of weird. I personally would like some more PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
PSA SBR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
Saber.
just name it something fucking else other than that. Just anything else other than that. PlayStation Brawler would be fine. Like, you don't have to go all that.
PlayStation Fight Night.
Yeah. PS Fight Night. But
That'd be cool.
they'd fucking go into the whole Fight Night series. There'd be some weird copyright shit. I mean, No Man's Sky had a problem with the word fucking
No
sky.
math guarantee.
No math guarantee.
But I see. Look, you didn't
Hi,
know
my name's
Mash.
Dave. I don't know Mash. But yeah, Brawler might be cool. Word, John, will be there before too long. Probably will. Evan Air, I prefer the update that adds all public creatures, especially the tentacle variety. Whoa. Tentacles.
Pubic.
Whoa.
Creatures.
Pubic. I'm my name's Dave, I don't know math and I can't read.
It's just called illiterate, you son of a bitch.
What does that mean?
Bitches.
No. And our last little bit of story here. It's something I fucking knew forever. I thought everybody knew this shit was happening. Because how the fuck else does someone like PewDiePie get millions of goddamn dollars from fucking playing video games?
Dumb shit.
Warner Brothers has settled with the Federal Trade Commission charges that it did not adequately disclose money paid to YouTubers for positive reviews on Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor coverage. So they paid them to say good things. For one, Shadow of Mordor was a good game. I don't see why they thought that they needed to do that. But it's also super shitty because you can't imagine that they're the only fucking ones doing that. So that's why I encourage you to come here to the Noble Metals Gamers. We don't get paid for shit, so we can say whoever the fuck we want sucks dicks. That's how that goes down. But yeah, the FTC said Warner Brothers paid online influencers, including PewDiePie, from hundreds to tens of thousands of dollars to post positive videos on YouTube and social media. So they got paid for their YouTube videos and their tweets to say that a fucking video game was good. So, yeah, don't trust people that get fucking paid off by people. That's the only reason I ever wanted to do something with Patreon, is because it's viewers and people. Like, people that contribute to your podcast. And they're not trying to sell you, like, something. They're not like, hey, here's some money, now pimp my fucking wares. Like, you should never trust anyone that is getting fat fucking paychecks from random fucking companies like that. It's the same thing as, like, trusting the media and the news. It's fucking dumb. They're getting paid by people to fucking say certain things. Like, it's the exact same thing the media does. Of course it's going to be the exact same thing fucking YouTubers do. So, either find yourself a good fucking trusted source, possibly someone who's a little bit lower on the totem, because you know all these fucking higher-up guys are going to get bought out. I mean, it's in the writing. It's already fucking happened. So, yeah, and it has.
First case PewDiePie's dealt with,
yeah, not at all. And it's not just him. Not to pick on him. It's not like I'm just trying to, like, PewDiePie bash, but he was, yeah, the biggest name there that was found out to be part of it. Sometimes I can see he's all right. Like, I've seen him outside of his Let's Plays. Yeah, outside of his Let's Plays. But you gotta realize his fucking Let's Plays are aimed at fucking 6 and 7 year olds. So every time you just make loud noises and stupid faces, little kids fucking love that shit, so. He's doing what he's doing. I respect it, and word to him for doing that. But don't be fucking getting paid to say some goddamn video game was good. Oh, ooh, we're getting into Mr. Robot here. Yeah, yeah, that's no bullshit. Don't trust media. Don't trust big fucking YouTubers. Trust us. We'll tell you if something sucks ass. I don't give a shit. We will never take money for that. That's why I don't ever want to do ads. That's why we were doing fake ads and shit, making fun of that shit, because I hate that shit. Like, you won't see me fucking pimping myself out for, like, Loot Crate and fucking MeUndies and shit like that. It's just not going to happen. Because I would not take, like, I would, like, Brahms. We talked up Brahms today. They didn't give me shit. Except for a delicious fucking burger. They gave me a delicious fucking burger. And that's it. So yeah. Buy one, get one at Brahms. Every Tuesday after 5. Certainly sounds like we got paid by them. But they're fucking delicious, alright? They're totally delicious. So that's why I love the shit out of them. Wouldn't tell you something is awesome if I didn't absolutely fucking believe it.
You don't want some Dave in undies.
David, an undies ad. I would pay to see how funny it is. Oh, I think I've just got a new Patreon goal.
Fucking competition.
Well, I will do an undies ad as soon as Patreon starts picking up, and that'll be one of them. I'll throw it on the YouTube. It'll be nice and classy and black and white.
Games in a fucking onesie.
You can't stream and do that. Well, on Twitch, you might be able to do that on YouTube. I never thought about that. Undies commercial. Check out patreon.com/noblemetalsgamers. It'll be up there soon.
Dave the banana hammer.
Right up there with the PlayStation tramp stamp. Oh, you know what? I didn't throw anything at the fucking camera at all this episode. So I'm going to go ahead and throw a couple. Oh! I think that's like the first official hit ever.
Overwatch is the only reason to do it.
What?
Overwatch is the only reason that happened.
Because I've been playing a lot and I'm better with my aim. Makes sense. Oh, that was close. Even though you got, that was a good view. Anyways, that's going to go ahead and wrap up episode 62 of the Noble Metals Gamers Podcast. My name is Dave.
I'm Peanut.
You can find me on Twitter at Noble Metal Gamer.
I'm never there, but me too, at Spider-Man.
No, no, you've been in the chat pretty regularly, so you've been doing all right. But anyways, you can find this podcast on iTunes by checking out Noble Metals Gamers. Just search for that. You can see it on YouTube where we post a video of it. And yeah.
Thanks for the love.
Dave's impression of Diva featuring the undies. Jesus Christ, that would be amazing. Telling you, go to that Patreon. We can make this happen. But you'd have to give us money on Patreon so that I can buy underwear. Because the joke is I don't have any underwear. Fuck you. I thought it was funny. This is Noble Metals Podcast. Everybody be awesome to each other. Oh, shit. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Y'all made the fucking podcast that much better. Undie Watch.
Go away, Derek. I'm trying to end this.
Yeah, we're going to go play some Overwatch, which even if Mike's streaming, fuck him. I might stream too. Either way.
Alright, last thing I'm going to say, because I'm going to another party. I'm out.
Hit him out. Peace out. Thanks for hanging out and watching, everybody. Peace and love. Everybody be awesome to each other. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe you're watching Netflix, huh? I don't know. G's up, hose down. Bam, bam, bam.